The networks are starting to release their plans for the fall schedule. ABC is the first to announce the fall lineup, and TV critic David Bianculli just found out what it is. David, I think the question everybody wants to know is, will Twin Peaks be back in the fall?
Yes, it will. That's the great news. The bad news is they've moved it. They're putting it on Saturday night at 10 o'clock, which is one of the dumb things I can think that ABC could do, because that's a night when all the people who are the kind of people who would watch Twin Peaks would be out. Thursday was the perfect night for them. It was doing great. They'll probably move it back once it starts to bomb on Saturday, if it does. But that's not a good night for it. But it is back.
What else is in the ABC lineup?
The nice things to look forward to, even though I won't see these for another 3 or 4 weeks. Steve Bochco, who is Doogie Howser in L.A. Law and all that, has a new series called Cop Rock, which is kind of like a drama musical. The bad things sound like there's a Look Who's Talking spinoff called Baby Talk.
Oh.
I know, those sorts of things. And America's Funniest Videos Part 2, which is distinguished from Part 1 in that it has people intentionally rather than accidentally being funny, theoretically funny, funny being a large, wide term here. So that's a couple of the others. Gabriel's Fire has James Earl Jones back in a drama series. And there's two others that are kind of negligible at this point. But it's still better than ABC has done in a long time in terms of going for different sorts of things.
Do you think ABC has changed its image since the Love Boat days?
Oh, completely. I mean, they've now lapped NBC, I think, as the quality network, because NBC used to have it for most of the 80s, but they're just sort of coasting on their glory. And ABC, between ABC and Fox, that's where most of the innovation is these days.
What's responsible for the change?
I think a lot of it is that desperation. Usually when a network is third place, or when you're Fox, you're fourth place, you do try new things. The Simpsons is a wonderful thing that, you know, CBS, when it was number one, NBC just would never try.
Let's get back to Twin Peaks for
okay.
a second. What does it mean, do you think, that it's going to be back in the fall? Everybody was wondering, will the series be renewed or not? What implications do you think this has for future programming?
It did better than I thought it was going to do, and I am so thrilled that it did, because even though the viewing audience has dropped off, there's enough that has stayed there that it means that all of Hollywood is going to start trying to do different things because the audience is there. Now, Twin Peaks is not getting a giant audience, but the network share of audience, the pie, has shrunk. So the Twin Peaks piece of the pie, which would have gotten it canceled 5 years ago, is now enough. It's viable. So we're going to see lots of good shows going for small audiences. And if it can hold those and retain them, it's a success instead of a failure. That's big good news for TV as we come into next season, and specifically, you know, 90, 91.
David, does the renewal of Twin Peaks mean that we do or don't find out who killed Laura Palmer?
I think that we will eventually find it out, but I'll tell you, people are starting to really press me on this issue, and I don't
it's
not.
One of the big issues.
I not only don't know who killed Laura Palmer. I have two or three theories, and I don't like any of them. But I don't think it matters anymore. I get as excited, you know, watching Cooper eat a slice of pie or drink a cup of coffee as I do, you know, getting a new clue about Laura Palmer. At this point, it's the style.
Okay, well, David Bianculli, thanks for giving us the new schedule for ABC.
I'm glad to do it.
And David Bianculli is the television critic for The New York Post.